And welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day
156.
Oh, very well done there, Mike.
Yes.
Impressed with that.
Why?
Because it was very in sync, and I like it in sync.
And awesome. I remembered the day.
And we remembered the day. I remembered the day because I've only just typed it in, but I wondered if you would. But clearly you did, so I'm very impressed. Oh, I have got all sorts going on here at the moment. Seriously, you have no idea. I will fill you in when I've got it all sorted.
I've had all sorts going on.
Oh, honestly.
I am the resurrection.
Are you? Oh, tell them about your story. That's so impressive.
My mother's story.
Yeah.
About 2 months ago, my mum's laptop died. But I had a spare Windows laptop.
Well, acting as a doorstop.
Yeah, pretty much acting as a doorstop. So it was in the period between lockdown and no lockdown.
You'd say no man's land then.
So I basically dropped it off on a doorstep and scarpered. So what I've done is I've just left it languishing, her laptop, not actually wanting to deal with it. So what I did today is I found the, what do you call it, recovery disc. Did a bit of jiggery-pokery, abracadabra.
Waved a chicken at it.
Waved a chicken in the air, and it's working again.
Yay! It's
so
a miracle.
Sent her this text that said, "I am the resurrection." And she totally got the wrong end of the stick. Because what I'd done is I'd taken a screenshot of the Windows desktop with the start menu up. And on Windows, what it does is it just randomly picks a photo from your photos library and sticks it in one of the tiles on the start menu. So she texts me back and says, "Oh, that was a photo of such and such." So in the end, I thought, I'm going to have to ring her because it's easier to ring her than trying to text what I'm talking about. I said, "You don't totally get what I've done, do you?" She said, "I've said I fixed your laptop." "Oh, but I like the one I've got," she said.
"You're 10 times faster, 5 years younger."
Yeah.
Oh, dear, dear me, what a day. Oh, I had a toy. Yes, let me get the toy out. Anyway, let me say good evening to everybody. Hello, Deb, CQ. You got beaten tonight, Jonathan. Have you had a busy day? Let me know. Hello, Paul. How's it going down under? We've decided in the UK, this one's a classic. The government clearly did not like what Public Health England had to say. So they've disbanded it. Couldn't make it up. We're going to have a whole new system, apparently, that will, I mean, this was scary. I don't know if you heard this bit.
No.
Prepare us for future pandemics.
Oh.
I thought, just a minute. Thought the idea was you were going to sort it out.
Yeah.
Not put a plaster on it. What can you say? Hello, Kim. Oh, listening, but just got out of the shower. This is reminiscent of Jane. Where's Jane? Jane always used to take a shower with us when she lived in Perth. She'd get up at silly o'clock to join us, and then she'd head off for a shower while we carried on chatting, and then she'd rejoin us. It always worked well. A busy day, but a good one. Ooh, it's a good day, Jonathan. Ooh, I'm impressed. Does this mean there were no bugs to fix, or that they listened to you? Something like that. Something good. Now, what am I looking for here? If only I could find things when I was looking for them. Right, that looks hopeful. That looks pretty hopeful. Right. I need Droppler. I have something to share. Why isn't Droppler working? Too many icons up there. I usually have so few. You wasn't fully listened to. Just a minute, Jonathan. That's not acceptable. But you did win on something. Take the small victories, Jonathan. So you're just going to sit back and enjoy the evening, are you? The fact that you had a small victory. Bad day. And then something opened and put him in the best frame of mind. Jonathan, I remember that one. You see, I was thinking if it was that kind of day, what could we do about it? But if you've had a good day, then you don't need to pick me up, do you?
No.
Just
so
saying.
We'll just leave it, shall we?
Yeah, we'll just leave it. Yeah.
Leave it for another day.
We'll just say 1, 3 and just leave it there. Yeah, that's all we'll do. We'll just leave it there. So, shall we ask again? How's your day been, Jonathan? Oh, he's getting excited. Look at his little face. How about...
It's been a bit rubbish and he could do with...
A pick-me-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that, you mean?
Have you put the blurred one up this time?
Yes, I'm doing it right this time. Don't give it away. They've got to get the link first, Mike. And go and have a look at it. There you go. Jonathan's had an awful day. That's about to be improved immeasurably, Jonathan. Always assuming you are not talking to Mummy, Daddy or Grandma. I've got a sneaking suspicion Grandpa wouldn't hold you on the phone that long. My granddad never touched the phone. He thought it was like some kind of magic incantation beans. Oh. Love your cover art like the Stairway to Heaven. Well, it's a stairway, isn't it? Where's it going? Ooh. I will share the full artwork with you just before 131 is premiered at 8 o'clock tonight. Yes, it's Treat Tuesday for all the lovely MacBiters. By some miracle, we managed another show. I don't want to spoil what's in the announcement mail, but I might as well. Then Jonathan doesn't need to read it. Third show in 6 days. That's not totally a record, is it?
Not totally. We're
no.
getting there.
But other than special occasions where we're doing a MacBite 7, I think you'll find it probably is.
It's like paw prints on the way up.
No, they're not paw prints. But I can see why you might think that. And the title's a long one, because it's split onto two sides, as you see.
Oh, somebody's yapping.
Is she?
Yes.
I love it. I love the fact we've not announced the theme and they're off making up their own.
No, I've just seen it.
Crying out loud, that's not the theme for this week. The theme for this week's one of mine. And we're going to enjoy the theme this week, but they're off making up a frolic of their own. Well, if they want to host the show on Friday, on Saturday, that's fine. I'll put my feet up for the night. That should be entertaining.
Oh, we guest presenters.
Yeah, but some of them have still got like a 78. It would be a bit... What was that thing
I'll
in the 80s?
Sit back and myself.
No, what's that thing? The scratchy record thing of the 80s, that's what they'd be like.
Put the needle on the rack, on the record.
Yeah, whatever.
Right, baby bear.
Oh, for crying out loud. Right, is it a trophy at the top of the stairs? Oh, that's a good shout. That is a good shout. It isn't, but it's a good shout. A topic for after hours, how to unblur photos. I would actually have thought, Jonathan, you missed an opportunity there. How about the opportunity to blur a photo? Because that there is selectively blurred, isn't it? Not selectively in terms of one half of it, but the individual items on it are selectively blurred. So I deliberately decided that the staircase didn't need blurring. So actually what I've got applied to that, it's a vector, doesn't look like it, but it is. It's in Affinity Designer. The blurring, there is a special way to do the blurring, so it's object blurring rather than global blurring. There you go. How to blur. Now, unblurring, totally different business. Although there was a fascinating programme on the TV about that. It wasn't blurring per se. It was about this young... Can you do blurring in Affinity Designer? Yes, you can. That is done in Affinity Designer. In fact, in Affinity Designer, it's actually better... Can you do blur? I read that as do blurring, so don't worry about it. That wouldn't actually have worked if I'd have tried doing it in Affinity Photo, because I wanted the staircase not blurred. So it's object blur rather than global blur. So long title, it's split over either side of that. And obviously there are four little things on the stairs and a big thing at the top of the stairs. I'm liking the trophy idea. You like that as a topic? Okay, I've got a post-it note in front of me. In fact, it's your fault that I've got a post-it note in front of me, Jonathan. You know the gamification of the 66 draws? Well, I'm on to draw number 2, aren't I? Guess what it's full of? Post-it notes. I'm going to have to potentially allocate at least 3 draws to my post-it note collection. Right, blurring in Affinity Designer. There you go. And I'll even put Johnny on it, so I know where that came from. Yep, I can show you that. What I actually used to do was, I'm sure you've seen the template. It's got a 1280 by 720. It's got the blog size, which, as you recall, was a ratio that was hideous, 127:9 or something. So it's a thumbnail size for Divi. And I have a square one, and I have a cover for the recording notes, which is retrofitted to the recording notes. But I've since added, so what I did the first time I did a blurred one was literally just blur the whole thing. But I've got cleverer since then. So now I actually have a dedicated artboard, and I duplicate the 1280 by 720, put the artwork on it, and then selectively blur individual objects. Ooh, could I tell you what one of the object things is? You need to get your post-it note replacement, the glass whiteboard thingy. Trouble is, Jonathan, I did think about it, and it's actually gone down in price, which it reminded me of today because I'd looked at it. And I really love the idea. But with my post-it notes, I kind of arrange them in a specific, like, order layout on the desk. So it's more like, you know, you see a Kanban with post-it notes. Mine are, like, in groups. And then I transfer those groups into a notebook. So the post-it note things go on a double page spread of the notebook, arranged in some kind of sensible order. But I also noticed, as I went back to have yet another look at that board of yours, there was an upright one, wasn't there? I think it was about £100. But it was quite compact. And I thought, quite like the look of that. And then I thought, do not touch it. Do not touch it, because then there'll be more stuff in the office. Yes, the Divi ratio. I've no idea why they did it that way, but I just left it at 795 by 500 and leave it alone, and it works. So I've just made a template for it, and I'm done. My desk is big enough to hold 2 coffins, actually. Not even joking. It is long enough for a coffin, and I reckon you'd get 2 side by side. But obviously then I'd have to move the iMac and the monitors. So that's not actually happening. But it is a rather big desk. I like that. Are Mike and Lola playing? Yes, they are. Madam's been a bit of a madam today. So first thing she did, we made the bed. So on the bed, we have like a quilt, huge quilt. I was out of bed last because I was working nights. So I toddles off into the bathroom. And Mike makes the bed. About 3 hours later, Madam toddles into the bedroom because the huge fan was on. So she's lounging in front of it, reclined on a cushion on the floor in front of the fan. Mike goes back in about 3 hours later and then came in and said, "You're not going to believe this." So I think, I don't know if he took a picture or not. But he said, "I made the bed." So I said, "Yes, I noticed that. Thank you for that." So he said, "No, never mind that." He said, "I made the bed." He said, "You should see it now." She decided to go digging on the bed. So the quilt was like all over the floor. And she was then lay right in front of the fan. Happy dog. But she didn't finish all her dinner. And Mike tried to enforce some rules, which were no treats until you finished your dinner. Now me, I'm just soft. I'd just give her the treats and whatever. So there was an impasse. Mike's like, "No, you've not finished your dinner." And I'm like, "Come to mummy. I've got the treats." She had all of her treats, including a huge dentist stick, and then head off back downstairs to finish her dinner. So there you go. Channeling her inner Kiva. I do believe the pair of them are back. They could hear you playing.
Yes.
I told them how she was in disgrace over the bed digging incident. But we've forgiven her, obviously. It's never, whatever she wants to do. As long as she's not jumping out of a window, I really don't mind. She can dig the whole bed up if she wants.
She seems to be okay now.
I just think she's hot. It's humid here again. It's not actually much hotter than it was 2-3 days ago, but the humidity's shot up. So what can you do? I'm loving the idea of channeling her inner Kiva. I like that. Oh, dear. So that was today's excitement. We recorded yesterday. It was actually in the can before last night's Marooned. And, you know, I actually caught myself twice about to say something that had been on the show. So if I sounded a bit strange, yes, I said, yes, and then totally went off track. If I sounded a bit strange, no, you know why, because there was a show coming your way.
Where's Chicken?
What have you lost Chicken? Chicken's downstairs, I'm sure.
No, she's fought next door.
Oh, off on a digging expedition later, is she?
She's currently lying on the floor at the bottom of the bed, her favourite spot.
She does like it down there, although this morning...
With the fan on.
...when I went to bed, I had to climb right across the bed because she'd stretched out on that cushion again. So if I'd have gone round, I would have disturbed her. This is what it's like, loving dogs, isn't it? You know the things you see on Facebook?
Yeah.
I love my dog and you're hanging out the bed. You've got like 2 inches.
Last night when I went to bed, I had to climb across the bed to go and close the window. Because I couldn't get across the floor because she was lying across it.
No, I couldn't get anywhere near around there. In fact, there's probably no need to put that bedside light on now because if I have to get in from the other side, I can't reach to turn it off anyway. Leave it alone, Mike. Does it matter as long as Lola's happy?
No, not
as long
at
as Lola's settled where she is.
Not
excellent.
At all.
WhatsApp's been going crazy today. Not been in it today, so I don't know. So what's been happening? What has been going on? What have I had that's gone mental today? I've been fighting with Dropbox, haven't I, Mike? Not because it's bad or anything. Just like I'd like it to do things it doesn't do. So if it did do the things that I liked it to do, I'd be much happier. But it's... Who's used Dropbox paper? I remember them introducing Dropbox paper and I remember saying to Mike, why? Why do they want to be Evernote? And at the same time, Evernote were introducing like, you know, you could upload your files. And I'm like, why do they want to be Dropbox? They're Evernote. So I must admit, I ignored the things totally. With the way we're working now with the first pass listener of the rough cut of the show, we've got it in Dropbox. And we've got it in Dropbox because if audio and video, you can do a review of it and you can actually type comments timestamped, which Jonathan wanted, but then he realised the price. It's not cheap, but it's worthwhile for us. And I thought, well, surely we could link this in with Dropbox paper or a smart folder. Apparently not. Well, you can, but it's all a bit... messy, isn't it, Mike? It's messy, and I don't like messy. So I've been fighting with Dropbox. So you haven't been reading it, but you've been hearing the ping since you woke up at 5. Yes, they're trying to figure out the theme for Friday. In fact, they're making it up as they go along. But they're talking about names, and that's not the theme for Friday. I have decided on the theme for Friday. And you wouldn't want to upset a woman who might be running short on salted ice cream. That would never do. So that's not the theme for Friday. But if they want to play around for a while, leave them to it. Do you know, it's fabulous when you own the radio station. It's like, no, that's not happening. We'll do that at some point in the future. Now Nina's off on prisons. I mean, prisons. Honestly, Nina.
Don't you just tell them?
What the theme is?
No.
Oh.
That the theme has been decided... And it'll be announced tomorrow. Yes.
It is a tough one.
Go on, type it in there now.
What, me?
Well, they listen to you.
Oh, leave them to it. Let them play while they're happy. Well, they're doing that. They're leaving somebody else alone. So, okay. And the theme's what we want the theme to be, so never mind. It really doesn't matter. So, Jonathan, I saw a notification from you about setup, but I haven't actually managed to get into Slack. Is this the pricing for iOS? iOS only at £2.49. Is that the one? Keep us in suspense so they can have loads of fun guessing. Exactly. They'll not figure this one. Although, to be honest, when I tell people what it is, it'll be like, ah, that one's obvious. Why didn't we think that she would pick that one? There you go. But at the moment, no, they are nowhere near even warm. But let them play along. The price for additional seats has gone down to £2.49, whether it be Mac or iOS. That is still a 25% increase, though, isn't it? If you want, you've got your £8.99 a month, £9.99 a month, whatever it is you're paying, that used to be for two seats, and now you have to pay £12.50. Why didn't they just put the price up? But they didn't want to put the price up, did they? Because there's kind of a mental thing if it goes over $10. But you can just do it for iOS for £2.49 a month. That
we want our two seats back. We want our two seats back.
It's not even just that for me. Are now additional seats £2.49 full stop? So if you wanted it on five machines, you'd pay £10 plus four times £2.49. That'd be £20 a month. That would actually make more sense. But I still think for that £10, I don't think two seats would kill them. I really don't. Could just be me, mind, but I really don't. You were thinking about themes on your way to get a blood draw. It's fun thinking about something positive. Oh, doctors and nurses, there's a theme, isn't it? Yeah. In fact, we shouldn't limit it. It should be doctors, nurses and dentists. I'm liking that theme. Write it down, Mike. It's not this week's, but write it down.
Or professions.
Yeah, professions. We could do professions. Thing is, like last week, we got a note back. Somebody wrote to me and said, like, what's the theme? So I write back to them because they're not on WhatsApp. Tells them the theme. Comes back and says, that's easy. That's too easy. I thought, you know, there's no pleasing some people, is there? Chaz and Dave, there's no pleasing you. So I thought of a theme for this week and I thought, no, it's going to be too difficult. And in my head, I had at this stage one song that fitted the theme. I thought, but there must be more. There must be more. And as I'm thinking, I thought, oh, that one. And, oh, and that one. So I ended up, here's a bit of a clue. I ended up with three songs that were absolutely perfect for my theme. One was from Bruce Springsteen. One was from Kate Bush. And one was from the Beatles. Let's see if you can work the theme out from that.
And what about the one I picked?
Who was the artist?
Culture Club.
Oh, yes, and Culture Club. So there you go. There's four groups. Can you work out a song theme from those?
And we've discussed the Culture Club one on Marooned, haven't we?
Probably. Jonathan's grandfathered in. Two seats for the monthly price. You'll know in 5 days when they bill you again. As I heard it, Jonathan, the grandfathering applied, yes, but wasn't there something in it that if you deactivated a machine with a view to activating it on another one, that you were going to be out of luck? That you could stick with what you had. We had this in an app on iOS. I'm sure we did. If you stick with what you've got right now, you're fine. But if you try deactivating, I know what it was. It was Dropbox, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, or Evernote.
It was one of the two.
It was Dropbox or Evernote who'd brought in a limit on the number of clients. I'm sure it was Evernote. And if you deactivated one, you know, because you've got a new device, when you tried activating it, you were completely out of luck. That was when you had to start paying, which was ludicrous, we thought. It was a hard limit on the number of devices that could access the data, which is what makes me think it was Dropbox. So let's find out what happens. Hello, Graham. How on earth are you doing? Let us know. Graham, you've picked a fabulous night to join us. Graham will be totally unaware of this at the moment, won't he? But he won't be if I paste that in. Little something for you, Graham. 8 o'clock tonight. Just saying. Anybody still delinquent? The last I heard, Jane was delinquent. There are days you long for the days of CDs. CDs were fabulous. Oh, Jonathan's going, but he'll be back very shortly. Love to all the family, Jonathan. Don't be late. Looking in to see when the next MacBytes is published. Stephen, it's funny you should say that. The answer to that is in 34 minutes. 8 o'clock tonight, premiering right here, 8 o'clock. 131. We're taking bets on the title of the show based on the blurry artwork that you've had a look at. Jonathan said he thought the red dots were paw prints and that there was a trophy in the door. Is this a stairway to heaven? Oh, Kim's quite warm here, isn't she? Kim, you are the warmest, Kim, by a royal mile. Those three words may well feature in the title. Mm. But you know we never leave it like that. Do you remember the COVID cat collection? We do always add something to it. But yes, you have three words there. And they're in the right order. Well, I hope you enjoy it, Stephen. We recorded yesterday, didn't we, after work?
Yeah.
And then we did Marooned. And then I did the edit. And then I had to sort out the poster. Based on, you know, as you're looking at it, what would fit. And, you know, I honestly had about five different ideas. I virtually married myself to a title and then totally changed it after the show. Which means that the poster has to change slightly. You'll notice this time, though, there's no form of transportation on the poster because I actually looked back and quite a few had. I thought that with the buses one of last week because working backwards, there was a bus on 1:30. There was, where's the other one gone? There was a car on 1:25, which was let's get this show on the road. And then not long before that, there was the Space Rocket, which was Jane's Space Race and the 3-foot Toblerone. That was 1:23. And then prior to that, although that one was a while ago, what number are you? 119. Road Warriors doing the Dongle Dance. And that one had a road on it as well. In fact, I think that was the first time the sheep appeared, the drunk sheep. And it was a van heading off into the distance with lots of boxes in it. So we have had some on the road, but not this time. All dogs go to heaven. Wasn't that a film? I remember that from a film. My priest bought me a book. Do you remember that?
I do.
I can't remember the title. Something like, Will My Dog Go to Heaven When He Dies? Something like that. And he'd been out for the day and he'd seen it. And he thought of Mike and I. You know, who were very much still grieving Maya when he first met us. So he bought it for me and brought it back. It's so sweet. That's sweet. We like that. To me, it looks like a penguin at the top of the stairs. St. Peter the Penguin. I'm liking that idea, Kim. Again, you're not a million miles off. Jonathan thought it was a trophy. I'm reckoning that's the gold bit underneath and he's thinking ribbons on the top. You expect Barry Manilow to step through the door in a white suit. No, that's not happening. I don't think I've seen that film, Deb. We did watch a good one, didn't we? The one with all the puppies. It was like some... Oh, I can't remember the full story, but some puppies had been born. And, you know, it was Christmas and they were basically homeless. And they ended up saving the day at some kind of school nativity thing. But that one was cool. The other one was the one, do you remember where they'd got a dog? Don't keep moving backwards or you'll knock those parcels over. He's backing up in his chair into the Amazon delivery. Don't do that, Mike.
Right.
No, the other film was like a nasty stepmother who didn't want the dog. And then the dog saved the day. What on earth was that first one called? Was it the 12 Puppies of Christmas or something like that?
I've no idea.
I do love those. You sure hope your dogs go to heaven. They might be sad if they aren't there. You might be sad if they're not there. I always take the principle they're at the Rainbow Bridge, which is something I didn't know about until I got online. And I found out because I was in a Yahoo group for Samoyed owners. And obviously these people had a Samoyed way longer than I had. And when the dogs, when a dog died, they would post like a beautiful poem talking about it going to the bridge. And I thought, what bridge? You know, I'd never heard of it. And then I did a bit of research and it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Oh, no, see, Deb's got all the information here. Stairway to Heaven was a song from the 60s. The Stairway to Heaven is Jacob's Ladder, but not in this song. Oh, I just love reading it. You know, when people, it's really heartfelt when they write a poem about an animal that they've lost. But I can't go to the site unless I'm already feeling sad, because by the time I've finished, I'll just be crying. I'll just be crying. So I must admit, I do tend to have a look around Mayer's anniversary. But the rest of the time, I like to think of Mayer as he was, you know, running around getting into mischief, which is why Lola's a very different character, isn't she?
Sometimes.
Sometimes she's in mischief, but I don't think she's as mischievous as Mayer was.
No.
He was a jumped up menace when he wanted to be. Sometimes he'd just walk past a dustbin and leave everything in it. Other times he'd walk past it, turn back, upend it and leg it with something.
Oh, she does do that with tissues when we're out.
She likes tissues.
And sticks.
Mayer liked tissues. Oh, he wasn't bothered about sticks.
Yeah, she's very much into sticks.
He only ever brought one thing home. And I'd been working all day and my dad said, you know, can I take Mayer out to the park? And I said, sure. So Dad took him out to the park and he came back and I looked out the window and I thought, what on earth? And obviously he was white, but there was this blue thing at the front of him. And I thought, I'm going to have to go down and have a look what that is. And I guess downstairs and Dad's grinning from ear to ear. He said he picked that up in the park and he wouldn't let it go. And I thought, well, at least he's not dead vermin. It was a sponge football. So it was round the size of a soccer ball, only it was sponge. So obviously he liked the fact he could bite into it and like bite down and carry it. And he carried it all the way home from the park. Now, this was way before, I mean, he must have been under two at that stage. It was way before digital cameras. So I said, oh, you know, Mike will be really looking forward to seeing that when he comes in. He'll be really surprised. And by the time Mike had got home, that was the end of that. He ripped it to complete shreds. Never ate any of it. Just ripped it. So when Mike came in, there was this, like, huge spread of former football sponge on the floor. And he just looked and I went, yeah, I was hoping that you'd be able to see that when you came in. He was just mischievous. He was. Like the toner, the printer toner.
Yeah.
I knew he was too quiet. Under my desk. Because normally he liked to be outside. He was very much an outside dog, Mayer. He wanted to either be in the conservatory or in the garden. The garden, unless it was raining, and then the conservatory would do. That was his spot. That was where he wanted to be. It's obviously my office, not where he wanted to be. But this particular day we had workmen in and he had no choice. So I locked him in with me. Oh, was he grumpy. He was pacing up and down. He just wanted to be outside. There's me thinking of like a dog curling up in a dog bed beside you. Yeah, not Mayer. No, never. So in the end, he settled down and crawled under the desk and he was so quiet. I was thinking, oh, he's been such a good boy. You're okay down there. And all I could see was like his little legs. And I thought, oh, he's been so good now. Stupid girl. He came out and I nearly died. He crawled, he like shimmied backwards with the biggest grin on his face. He'd only found a laser printer toner and like managed to get the end off it. He looked like a cross between a Dalmatian and a panda all over his face. And you know, I thought, oh my God, he's got gangrene. But no, it was my printer toner. He was a menace, a little menace, but we adored him. So Lola's quite quiet by comparison. And you'll notice, Mike, that all of the toner cartridges are above waist height now. Something for the 66 drawers, potentially. Mind you, all 66 drawers are full, you know. I was actually thinking more Helmers were the answer, but I've run out of floor space. So no, I'm actually going to have to sort out the drawers. There's no other option. I'm going to have to sort out the drawers, which I'm not looking forward to. Hello, Paul. How are you doing? Paul will have missed the big news as well, won't he? I'll put the link in again for Paul. This is happening at 8 o'clock, Paul. And Kim's doing rather well on the guessing the poster front, isn't she? Mike's disappeared. I've no idea. Where did he go? Honestly, it's like a Star Wars film in here. Not Star Wars, sci-fi. 1 minute he's there, next minute he's gone. But never mind. Kiva and I both like to sit on the same spot on the couch. If I get up to get something, she jumps onto the spot and lays down before I can get back. That is so sweet. Does Lola have a spot? She has a spot in the bedroom. She likes the foot of the bed. That's her favourite. Then there's a mat, a smaller mat, that she hasn't ripped to shreds yet, that's on the tiny landing between the two sets of stairs. She likes that bit. Other than that, I think she would probably at the moment just go for the coolest place, which it was bizarre. Normally, this room's the hottest. The office is the hottest. But once we got a bit of a breeze, it was actually cooler in here than the other side of the house because that faces the south. So obviously it gets very hot. At the minute, probably about the same because it's gone all humid again. Do you know, I keep checking the weather forecast. I don't know why I do. I swear they change the figures on a daily basis. It's now saying 22 today. But it's saying that tomorrow will only be 19, but then it'll be 22 on Thursday and 21 on Friday. I guarantee you, if they say 21 on a Tuesday for Friday, it'll be 25 on Friday. They are complete idiots. I don't know why we pay to have a meteorological office. They're absolutely useless. 66 drawers on the wall. Is that a thing for the title? If it is, then no. But... yeah, if I could screw the helmers on the walls, I'd get more drawers, wouldn't I? Oh, Paul, yes, that's what I'm hoping with Jonathan. You're going to have your quota of MacBites finished way before the end of the year. This is the 9th, Paul. So we've got another 3 to go to reach Jonathan's request. I reckon we're going to do it this year, don't you? But I mustn't tempt fate. I must touch wood and never tempt fate. But one extra point to me for every show beyond 12, which it's an incentive. Maybe Jonathan should have gamified this years ago. Barney likes to sit on the sofa. He can sit there and see out of the window and sun himself. Oh, Anthony, that's so sweet. My dad had a lazy boy recliner type thing that he very seldom reclined. And Maya liked it when Dad was out. So Dad was still working when Maya arrived. So this chair was sort of empty all day. So as far as Maya was concerned, it was his chair. And then Dad would come in. And if Maya wasn't sat in the chair because we were out walking, Dad would sit in the chair. And then Maya would come back in and he'd just eyeball him, you know, as though that's really my chair. And then if he got very insistent, he'd jump up and he'd sit behind my father and kind of shove Dad off the front. So he'd get behind him and shove him forward till he moved. And this chair was by the window. But the window was quite high. Probably about 3.5 foot off the floor. So the back of the chair was about 4 inches higher than the window. So what Maya would do is he'd stand up, hind legs on the chair, front paws on the top of the chair and lean forward. And we've got like sheer curtains at the window. Being on a main road and a bush route, you definitely need some shears at the windows. So if he's on the other side of these curtains, you might not be able to see him. But he realised that if he put his head on the window ledge and then just lifted it straight up, he could kind of get under this curtain. And he did this once as a new postman was coming in. And this postman could obviously hear a dog barking and hadn't twigged where he was. And as he got to the front door, Maya was foaming at the mouth. There was dog gauze flying all over the window. And he turned round and he looked and I heard the scream from upstairs. Scared him witless. I wouldn't mind if he was inside the house. I don't know how he'd have coped if he was outside in the garden. Oh, ooh, Graham. Johnny better start taking no dose. I don't think we have that here, Kim. Do we have that here, Mike? Look it up. No dose. Have a look. Right, question from Graham. Should I spend £80 on 16 gig of RAM for my 9-year-old iMac while I wait for an ARM version, or should I put the £80 towards the said iMac? Ooh, do you intend to keep the iMac you have, Graham, or are you going to sell it on? And if you were, would you get a better price for it with more RAM? There's something to think about.
We have something similar. Pro Plus Caffeine.
Red Bull. That's what he needs.
Yeah.
Red Bull. Yes, we'll sort that out, Kim. It's a tough call, that, Graham. It's a 2012 yours, isn't it? Or is it 2011? If it's 9 years, 2011. I thought we had the same model. Because there was one of mine that couldn't take any updates after a certain point. So what's the maximum on the OS it can take? And what RAM's it got now? Is 16 gig £80? I'm looking at 128. Yeah, it probably is, isn't it? I've heard of Mountain Dew. I've never tried it. I think we must have that here. 9 years old, won't be supported, won't get much of anything. Are you thinking of part exchanging it, selling it on? I mean, Apple, as was proved in one of the recent shows, when Mike's Mac was worth £30. You could give... No. I mean, I wouldn't give them the satisfaction of giving it them back for £30. That was ridiculous. But, you know, a working Mac, they do tend to keep their value reasonably well. Plus the fact you could potentially put it to a dedicated purpose. So even though it's old, really old, which is what you're saying, you know, and it won't get much of an update anymore, as long as you've got a browser on it, you know, you could use it for mail. You could use it for watching BBC iPlayer or something like that. You could have it dedicated to do something. Like my dedicated scanning machine, which is it's older than yours, Graham. It's just 2009 MacBook Pro. Still there. Life support for my scanner. So now, could you use it as an extra monitor? Some models you could and some you couldn't. So from like 2006, which was when they were Intel, the answer would have been no until around 2010, 2012. And then, for whatever the reason, they did make it that it could be used headless. So the Mac would still work doing a job. What it's doing would happen invisibly, and then you plug a cable in from another Mac, and yes, you could use it as a secondary monitor. It would depend on the precise model as to whether you could do that with it. Another thing you could do with it is use it for backups. So maybe put it in a garage or somewhere, obviously not telling anybody, and putting your backup drives on it so they are out of the house. So there's lots of things you could do with it. Depends if you want to keep it or not. So it's 4 times 2. So you replace 2 and get an extra 16. Okay, 4 times 2. So are you looking to buy 2 8s or 4 4s? They have to be in pairs, but I don't know whether the pairs should be paired. I mean, I guess, to be honest, yes, it would probably work better if the pairs were paired, and that would max it out. Is that what you're thinking? Won't go beyond High Sierra. 2 times 8. So you're trying to add 2 times 8 and keep 2 4s. Yeah, that might work. That would give you the optimum amount of RAM without buying any more. You'd end up with 20. It should work. I've never done it that way. The only reason I've never done it that way is I change the RAM the second the computer arrives, and I always max it out, which is probably not cost effective long term, but I need to get work done, so I just max it out. You'd definitely see a difference from 4 times 2, 8. So you definitely see a difference from 8. I've got a machine that won't go beyond High Sierra, so that's probably the one that's the same as yours. Recently the hard drive went in that, and I needed to rebuild it from scratch. But, you know, it sits there and it does a job. Mine hasn't even got a hard drive, so you're possibly a step up from mine. Mine has a SSD hanging off the back. So it's running from an external drive. And I don't think it's USB 3. I think it's USB 2. And it's still doing a job. Yeah, so 2.2s and 2.28s should be fine. You will notice a difference. Your problem's going to be applications that then don't work on High Sierra. But what I've done with mine, that particular machine, it was a, I think it's 2011. But I will find out for you. It's Boomer. Boomer has a very checkered history, does Boomer? Boomer was the one that went back and was the AppleCare repair from hell. It was the worst experience ever. And when they sent it back, I ended up with a new machine. That was the first time I got a new machine out of them for a repair. So it was probably a 2009 or 10 originally. Let's have a look what year it is. I'm in now. But what I've done with it, however old it is, let's have a look. Mid-2011. So I think this is the one that's the same as yours, Graham. It's a 3.4 gig Intel Core i7. It's got 32 gig in it. It says, and I've stuck an SSD on the back. The graphics card is a gig. I thought it would have had more than that. But, you know, that doesn't sound like the best of specs, apart from the 32 gig, which is fine. But I've turned that into a monitor machine, and when I'm doing my webinars, that records them. So it's quite happy doing jobs like that. I guess it just depends if you want to keep it or not, and on the room that you've got, and whether you would have a need for any kind of functionality that it could actually offer. But now a lot of stuff is in a browser. The game's kind of changed. In an emergency, could I work on that computer? Yes, because my mail's in a browser, my calendar's in a browser, Rome's in a browser, Notion's in a browser, Google Docs is in a browser, my Dropbox access is in a browser. So even without anything else, I could probably function. I could probably work on it. Right. I would have had mine professionally changed, but I didn't think it was worth it. It wasn't my main computer. If it was, then I would have had it. I would have had an SSD put in it. You can actually get an SSD now in the UK for about £122. 2 terabytes, which is an amazing price. So it's got a 256 gig system drive and a 1 terabyte spinning drive. The fact they're still going is quite impressive, Graham, because mine never are. Oh dear. Turning off for the last 30 seconds. Not quite, Simon. You've got 12 minutes because something rather exciting's happening at 8 o'clock. That's the image you need to see for that. You intend to buy high and keep it long. That's what I do. But I only ever intend 3 years. Only because it's out of AppleCare at that point. And if I'm in the middle of making a course and then I need to replace the machine or have it repaired, then I could be without for weeks on end. That's why we got twins. In an emergency, you know, Mike could use mine or I could use his. And we do have the older ones to work back to if we need to. Probably not have the room. Shame it looks new. That's what mine are like. They go on the desk and they're never moved. So apart from cleaning the front, you know, they are like brand new. It might be worth knocking a wall down, Graham. I mean, it's only a wall. And the tech does come first, as you well know. Thing with the new ones, if you're waiting for ARM, it could be quite a while. So it depends if anything that's critical to you stops being supported on the OS that you can actually move to. What does that mean? Have you got a delivery of Heavenly Toblerone on the way? No, we still have Toblerone. It means that MacBytes 131 is premiering in 10 minutes at 8 o'clock. Jonathan is trying to do all of the family stuff and get back to us before the premiere starts. That's his plan, bless him. Yeah, the ARM ones, we don't know, one, how long it's going to take, and two, what size they're going to be, what they're going to look like form factor wise. I remember you saying you didn't have space for a 27 inch. There is a rumour that the 21.5-inch is long gone and that they'll actually up the size of the 27 and then potentially bring back a 24. But I honestly don't know. If you couldn't get a 27 in, would you bore out the 24? Might be time, as I say, knock the wall down. I've actually thought of that myself. Mum suggested that, you know. You have to knock the studio into the office. But I thought that was a ludicrous idea because we need two rooms, don't we?
Yeah.
Mike's training and I don't need to hear it. Not for the millionth time, I don't. You missed all the updates on the cleaning man and the dog food tin throwing woman. No. What we've had today, Simon, we've got a new cast member today. We have had the house next door but one onto the main road. They have had, what did it say on the side of that van?
Tree something, I think.
Basically, the tree fellas have been. And that's what we've had all day. Not only have they been taking the trees down, which was a noisy process by itself, but then they've been dragging them out to the front. I didn't know their garden was that big to have that many trees, to be honest.
They've gone now anyway.
I'm not surprised. It's after work time now. But they've dragged out the trees to the front that they'd chopped down and then fed them through a wood chipping machine. So that was my day. I now have a headache. It went on all day. Mike's like, what is that noise? That's the thing. Now, lockdown was fabulous. The first 3 weeks when no one went over the doorstep, I could live like that all the time. It was peaceful. Now, every noise known to mankind. And as they were doing the trees next door, opposite, a Hiab arrived and the Hiab was dropping off more stones and sand for the play pit. Lovely. So 24 would be as good with no bezel. Might be the same size as a 21. I reckon it would. How much extra would you get? You get another 2 inches there. I reckon that one would you probably would get on the desk. But if they made it like, I mean, there's talk about 30, but I would have thought maybe 32 is more standard. But 32 inches and you know, we're all going to struggle. Might need to extend my desk. That would involve knocking a wall down. Oh, listen, that's some imbecile on a bike who's never heard of an exhaust pipe. At least that guy opposite's moved. Do you remember him? He just used to sit on his motorbike on a Sunday.
He's still there.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard him do it for a while.
Maybe he's grown up.
Oh, well, I doubt it. He would sit on his motorbike on his drive and rev it for 3 hours. Never took it anywhere. Just sat on the drive revving it. And when we said to a friend of ours, you know, oh, we got this idiot opposite, and he went, what did he say, Jed?
He's happy.
Yeah, he's happy. Leave him be. I'm thinking he's a moron. I mean, I can understand a bike if you're taking it somewhere, but to sit on a drive, that's like having a boat sat on your drive and rowing it, but you're not actually in water. That's a very good point, Simon. I suppose it's the best you can do if you don't have a bike licence. Maybe he didn't. Maybe that was the thing. A Hiab.
It's a crane.
It's a lorry with a crane on the back.
I just posted a link.
So a big lorry arrived, huge wheels, double wheels, and then underneath the thing, it's got like its own jack. So they jack the wheels off the road, because it would damage the tyres otherwise. And then the crane on the top lifts the stuff off the thing onto the pavement. Oh, joy. Even here in a village, there's always a drill, a lawnmower, a strimmer or a chainsaw going. That's it, isn't it? Oh, I remember village life, Graham. Plus the fact, I don't know about you, but where we were, it was a new village. They'd kind of built this village. And they'd built it with this electrical substation opposite our house. And what was annoying about it was that close that was the one that affected us when the electric went off. And it had two, like, loops on the estate. And either one half was off, the other was on, or vice versa. And what you used to see was people running across the road going into friends' houses. So, oh, you've got electric on, can we come over? That's my abiding memory of village life. But yeah, you're right. And there was the village green as well. So that always had to be mowed and whatever. And there were hedges and tractors going past the back bedroom window at about 4:30. Oh, and you know the other thing, the cows. This will fit in nicely with Simon's vision of where we are. The Knutsford cows.
Mm.
The Knutsford cows needed dealing with on a permanent basis. If you were heading south out of Manchester and you were going to Macclesfield or Knutsford or Birmingham, there was one main road, and it's the main A56, which leads from Manchester to the M6. That's the road you would be on. And I'd have no idea, given that farmers always tell you that they are up at 4 o'clock and they are working early and you don't know how difficult their life is. But when I was on my way to clients down there, which I was frequently, at 8:30, so, you know, where were you at 4 o'clock? Just saying. They were moving the cows from one field to another. Not an issue if they had a bridge or an underpass. But no, they had a gate that opened out onto a 4-lane carriageway, and they marched the cows across there. And again, it wouldn't have been so bad if it was from one field to the other. But they had to come out of their gate, turn onto the 4-carriageway road and go up 1/2 mile and then turn into the other one. And there every day without fail at 8:30 in the morning, there was a huge traffic jam behind the cows. I remember saying to Mike, he's like the third dimension. It doesn't happen now because I don't go that way.
You guys should do a proper 5-minute segment with music in and out, with little snippets about what's going on in these with these characters around.
the new Archers.
That's the week at Matt Byte's headquarters.
That is the week at Matt Byte's headquarters. Except, yeah, you need,
that's
you need
going
to get
back
some
years.
More pickies. More pickies. Oh, yes. So Graham says, local farmer here would go past twice nightly and use the tractor to drive to the pub. That's what I mean. And it to them, that's normal. But, you know, we were city dwellers who moved out there. With that and the pheasants in the back garden, we'd moved in and the back garden, they'd not done anything with it. So we actually needed like a flamethrower thing to get the weeds off the back garden, which pretty much is how we live now. But we you know, grassed it all over and everything. And this particular morning, it was a house was built, when did we move in? 78. So it was built around 77, 78. And the style back then at the back was to have a through lounge diner and a wall of windows. And there was, instead of a patio door going into the garden, it was a single, like, personnel door. So Mum goes downstairs one morning. She throws all the curtains open, glances out into the garden, and I just hears this almighty scream. There were 3 pheasants in the garden. These pheasants were about 3 foot tall. She's like, there's 3 birds in the garden. So I went, well, you're not going out there, are you? Just leave it till they've gone. Can pheasants fly or do they walk?
I've no idea.
No, I don't know either.
Why are you asking me?
Well, you might know.
No.
Isn't that what they used to call Richard Whiteley, twice nightly Whiteley? I remember that. I do. I remember the story, Simon. It's exactly what you're thinking it is.
I'll Google it.
You could use that for your day-to-day shopping. Oh, hi, Ab. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I could actually do with one to move people along. I made the mistake of looking out the window last night at the cars that were parked. And, you know, again, there was about 17 out there and none of them were ours, which is obscene. You know, none of them are ours and we live here. But apparently they take priority, which I think is shocking. Right, I suppose I better get the show keyed up, hadn't I? Seeing as though I've not put it in for Argo. It will be published to the feed at 9 o'clock, but you guys get first dibs, obviously. I'm going to put it on 8 o'clock and then I'm going to repeat it as well. So the show is it 41 minutes long, Mike? 42, something like that?
41, I think.
41 and a bit, I think. So you'll fit it nicely into one sitting, let's put it like that. Right, I can see the shows live in the cloud. So let's grab 131 and add it into Virago. And then we can get ready to go and listen to it. Is Jonathan back yet? Jonathan, if you're back, you need to let us know. You definitely need to let us know. Right, I'm going to make it so I can see the chat. Awesome source. Last thing I need to do before we do that is just show you how fabulously accurate Kim was in terms of title and, yeah, what it looks like. So let's take, and I don't want a PDF. So what file type are you? Show me a JPEG. That'll do. Let's send a JPEG up. So I'm going to take a JPEG and put it up in Droplr. So let's get that up into Droplr. And I think Kim deserves the prize this week, don't you, Mike?
Yeah.
And do we get to see the show art? You certainly do. There we go. How accurate were you? Oh, Jonathan's going to be disgusted. He was nowhere near. Poor Jonathan. Poor Jonathan. Let me get that link in so I can see it. Oh, don't do that. Don't be ridiculous. Come on. Let me see it. Oh, it says not found.
No, it's found it for me.
No, it's all right. It's a browser having a moment. Oh. It's the browser having a moment. So how accurate were you, Kim? You even got that it was a penguin. That's amazing. All points to Kim this week. We'll have to talk about that actually on the show. Get people to join us on FM so they get first dibs. But you also get first dibs on in the poster. I am glad you like it, Kim. Pretty much everything that's on there and the title is all in the show. Like, why are there four mushrooms? All will become clear in the show. But for Marooned at the moment, it is good night from me.
It's good night from me.
We'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.